Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some notes about the General CRP Sign-Up 43. The Farm Service Agency's Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, General Sign-Up 43 began Monday, March 12 and continues through Friday, April 6, 2012. Producers enrolled in CRP plant long-term, resource-conserving covers to control soil erosion, improve air and water quality, and develop wildlife habitat. In return, FSA provides participants with rental payments and cost-share assistance. Contracts accepted for CRP Sign-Up 43 will begin October 1, 2012. Land currently not enrolled in CRP may be offered for enrollment during CRP Sign-Up 43. In addition, current CRP participants who have contracts that will be expiring September 30, 2012 are also eligible to submit offers for the general sign-up. Producers must visit their local FSA office to submit general CRP offers, and those offers will only be accepted during the sign-up period of March 12 through April 6. To be eligible for placement in the CRP general sign-up, land must be cropland that was planted or considered planted to an agricultural commodity 4 of the 6 years from 2002 to 2007, and must also be physically and legally capable of being planted in a normal manner to an agricultural commodity, which means there can be no planting restrictions due to an easement or other legally binding instrument. Each eligible CRP offer is ranked according to the Environmental Benefits Index, EBI, in comparison to all other offers and selections made from that ranking. Several EBI factors are used to assess the environmental benefits for the land offered. They include wildlife habitat benefits resulting from covers on contract acreage, water quality benefits from reduced erosion, runoff and leaching, on-farm benefits from reduced erosion, benefits that will likely endure beyond the contract period, air quality benefits from reduced wind erosion, and cost. For more information about the general or continuous CRP signups, contact your local FSA office. Next, a brief reminder about the 2012 CRP mid-contract management. Current CRP producers who have practices that require mid-contract management in 2012 should have or shortly will be receiving two performance report forms from the county office. These forms, the AD-245 and the AD-862, are required to be timely completed and returned to the county FSA office by the producer in order for the FSA to pay cost share on the mid-contract management work completed. In addition to the completed forms, producers also need to submit other information to help in the determination of payment. These include invoices, canceled checks, receipts and analysis tags, which document dates of work performed, cost per hour charge for labor, the type of equipment used, the rate of charge for the equipment, and the type and cost of materials used. Time of completion of all paperwork is a requirement of the CRP program. Failure to do so may cause you to not receive your annual CRP payment. And now some notes about the Federal Crop Insurance Program. The Farm Service Agency has joined with the Risk Management Agency, RMA, to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse in the Federal Crop Insurance Program. FSA has been and will continue to assist RMA and insurance providers by monitoring crop conditions throughout the growing season. In addition, FSA will refer all suspected cases of fraud, waste, and abuse to RMA. Producers can report suspected cases to the FSA County Office, RMA Office, or the Office of Inspector General. Next, a few points about 2011 crop year marketing assistance loans. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2011 crops through May 31, 2012. In order to be eligible for marketing assistance loans, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage of the farm-stored grain held under loan. Remember as well that if loan grain has been disposed of through feeding, selling, or any other form of disposal without prior written authorization from the county office staff, it is considered unauthorized disposition. The financial penalties for unauthorized dispositions are severe, and a producer's name will be placed on a loan violation list for a 2-year period. Always call before you haul any grain under loan. Are you making changes? Producers now receive all their applicable financial benefits electronically using direct deposit. If you have changed or closed accounts, or if your financial institution has changed their name, this may affect the direct deposit of your FSA payments. Contact the FSA County Office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. This includes any farm ownership and operator changes made for the 2012 crop year as well. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information, including phone numbers, addresses, or email to ensure we are able to timely communicate with you on our programs. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.